Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
I'm sorry, but everywhere I go now, people are saying to me, do we have a government? What is that government doing? And as I said earlier today, there are now suggestions that the Senate has run out of business. On the things that matter, government have gone missing. They seem to be talking about one thing, and the people are talking about another. I spoke all last week because it was important to Bill Leake. Now, this is beyond a disgrace. This Gillian Triggs and the Human Rights Commission have now given Bill Leake, the cartoonist, 2 weeks to produce evidence that his cartoon depicting an Aboriginal man's reckless parenting was not racist. Do you understand the point here? Basically, our system of justice relies on your innocence being assumed. That is a given. Someone has to prove your guilt. Now, this Triggs and her mob are asking Bill Leake to prove that he wasn't racist in his cartoon. It's Triggs herself who should be in the dock. But we don't have any leaders to line this woman up. Not Bill Leake. 2 weeks ago, this woman lied to a Senate Estimates Committee about comments published in a newspaper story in April where she claimed she could have destroyed, her word, ill-informed, her words, and uneducated politicians who'd questioned her in the past. Oh, I'm not to be questioned, Triggs. No, no, no. When asked about this threat to destroy politicians at a Senate Estimates hearing, she denied making the comment. The next day, the paper which reported it, the Saturday paper, produced a tape of the interview demonstrating Triggs had said exactly what the story reported her as saying. She lied to a Senate Estimates hearing, not for the first time. Triggs was forced to concede she had given incorrect evidence. She never apologised. She's now pressing ahead, brazenly, with the persecution of Bill Leake. Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act might make it an offence to insult or offend, but Section 18D of the Act exempts, and I quote, fair comment on any matter of public interest, unquote, done reasonably and in good faith. It exempts expressions made, quote, in the course of any statement, publication, discussion or debate made or held for any genuine academic, artistic or scientific purpose. Now remember, this was Bill Leake highlighting what causes the dysfunctionality of families in the Northern Territory and what causes the difficulties for juveniles in the Northern Territory. And that is an expression which is made, quote, as a cartoon, in the course of any statement, publication, discussion or debate made or held for any genuine academic, artistic or scientific purpose. In other words, Section 18D clearly exempts Bill Leake from any prosecution under Section 18C. Bill Leake shouldn't have to produce evidence of anything. Gillian Triggs should have to resign today, and I say again what I said last week. The Prime Minister should be on the phone to Triggs now, telling her to meet him in his office at 9 a.m. this morning and bring her resignation with her.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.